Let's talk about one of the big responsibilities that state lawmakers have, and that is to attract and keep jobs here in Washington. Boeing plans to eliminate about 4,000 jobs in our state by June, and more cuts could be in the works for later this year. Aerospace analyst Richard Abulafia told KUOW's Kim Malcolm he thinks there are a couple of reasons why Boeing wants to cut jobs and cut costs.
One is the broader pressures of the market. You know, to a certain extent, high fuel prices were resulting in increased demand. And now that fuel prices have come back down, there's some question mark hanging over the firmness of that demand. You also have the problem that there's about $29 billion in built-up 787 deferred production cost losses, which need to be dealt with over the coming 10 years or so. So there are all these pressures on their bottom line that are probably producing these results.
Well, we don't know the final number yet, but these job cuts could range between 2.7% to 10% of the workforce statewide. So what would that mean for the company?
Well, you know, certainly hiring and firing is nothing new to Boeing. It's a cyclical business, and at times, unfortunately, they do need to cut people. What is extremely baffling is about their insistence that production rates are rising while they're making these cuts. I just don't see how those two views of the future can be reconciled, quite frankly. That means either maybe production rates aren't rising, or perhaps the production or the perhaps the employment cuts are temporary, or maybe the jobs are going elsewhere, but that doesn't appear to be the case.
One last question for you, Richard, about the unionized staff. A company spokesman says laying them off would be a last resort. Why would the company leave that option to the last?
Well, I think a lot of it comes down to who they are going to cut. Right now, they're targeting sort of more overhead costs, secondary functions. So machinists and engineers, of course, are the bulk of the union workforce. I think they're last in line to be cut. Right now, the objective is to cut overhead.
With our Kim Malcolm, that's Richard Abulafia, aerospace analyst with the Thiel Group, talking about Boeing plans to cut 4,000 jobs in Washington by June, with more job cuts possible later in the year. Now, with Boeing's engineers union, SPIA, spokesperson Bill Dugovich told me that the announcement is incredibly disappointing, and it reinforces the need for state lawmakers to use the tax breaks they gave Boeing as leverage. Specifically, he wants lawmakers to make Boeing's tax breaks conditional on how many people the company employs in Washington state.
Every other state who granted a tax break to aerospace, and specifically the Boeing company, tied that break to jobs. Washington did not. We told the governor that the tax break needed to be tied to jobs or the company would begin moving work away. Within weeks of granting that tax break in November 2013, that's exactly what happened.
Now, some Boeing jobs have been, as you say, moved away, gone to other states. That's not what's happening here. These 4,000 jobs are just being cut. So how would tying tax breaks to job levels stop layoffs like these?
What tying tax breaks to jobs would have done is that since November 2013, Boeing has decreased employment in our state by 5,348. That would not have happened. Add on the 5,350 jobs to the current reduction, and you will get a number that is extremely large, particularly large in the case of an $8.7 billion tax incentive extension given to the Boeing company and aerospace to keep and maintain jobs in our state. Tying the tax breaks to jobs, the bills that were proposed in Olympia, we worked hand-in-hand with the machinists, with Representative June Robinson and a number of other legislators to tie the tax breaks so that as jobs went down at Boeing, the size of the tax break would also go down for the company. So it wasn't an elimination, it was a ratcheting down.
So if the legislation you'd backed in Olympia had been passed, you think that could have prevented this latest round of Boeing cuts that we're talking about today?
It may not have prevented the latest round of layoffs right now, but it would have created a disincentive for the company to to ratchet down employment in our state.
So talking with Bill Dugovich from the SPIA, the Engineers Union, let's say we change our deal with Boeing and tell them you only keep your tax breaks if you keep job levels here at a certain number. What if Boeing then decides, you know what, we're going to do business elsewhere, and they just decide to pull up and leave Washington altogether?
The Boeing company, to a certain extent, has already done that. And what we need to do is to protect the taxpayers of Washington, the existing workers who are at the Boeing company in Washington. And in doing that, it also protects the Boeing company. The Boeing company has a tremendous investment in our state. We have the most experienced engineers, the most skilled machinists, the best aerospace workforce in the world, right here in Washington State. That is not something that can be duplicated quickly anywhere else. And quickly, I mean, it will take decades. Washington should not give a blank check to aerospace. It should not give a blank check to the Boeing company. It is not fair that the taxpayers in Washington gave a very beneficial tax break and got nothing in return.
That's Bill Dugovich with Boeing's Engineers Union, SPIA. He wants state lawmakers to make Boeing's tax breaks conditional on how many jobs they have in Washington. One of these lawmakers is Republican Mark Schessler from Spokane, State Senate Majority Leader. Hi, Mark.
Good afternoon.
Senator, why do you think tying tax breaks to job levels is not the way to go?
Well, I think we had a lot of scrutiny in this package. If you go back and look, no one scrutinizes tax policy more than Senator Reuven Carlisle, who was then one of the lead negotiators in the House.
A Democrat, by the way.
Democrat, by the way, very, very fickle about any tax policy. So, you know, then Representative Carlisle was a key figure in negotiating this. He's added a lot of tax protection language, some of which I didn't necessarily like, but it's become more commonplace.
So
another point is you make a deal. A deal is a deal. I'm sort of an old school guy.
Well, you know, I was talking about that, a deal is a deal, to Bill Dugovich from the SPIA union, and he was telling me that that the deal has been changed, that Boeing has gone back and asked for adjustments, and Washington has done that, that a deal is not completely a deal, that this is still negotiable.
You know, unions try to go back and renegotiate things as well.
Right.
They would happily renegotiate their contracts anytime, too. So the deal's a deal. I make it, I keep it.
But why not? But I mean, legally, it's just it's legislation. Legislation could be changed. You've got that power. Why not adjust legislation, whatever happened before, adjust it now to say, you know, this isn't working out for us. Jobs keep going away. We're going to tie tax breaks to jobs. What would happen if you did that?
Well, there were those protections to a large degree were in that package that Senator Carlisle had a lot of input on. If we get a reputation of a state of going backwards on tax policy, locating in Washington becomes a risky proposition. Staying in Washington becomes a risky proposition if we can't keep a deal.
Yeah, we talked, and you heard us talk about that question, too, with Dugovich from the SPIA union, who said the reason why Boeing wouldn't just up and leave is that, in his words, we have the most experienced engineers, the most skilled machinists, the best aerospace workforce in the world. He said it would take decades for Boeing to duplicate that anywhere else. What do you say?
Well, this is a sign to all businesses in the state that Washington doesn't stick to their words. So any expansion in our state, you set a precedent for other employers that want to expand or relocate here. So keeping your word, sticking to it, is important in job creation.
Finally, Senator, what do you propose, if anything, to do now and in the future to try to keep Boeing here and keep them from cutting more jobs?
Well, a lot of it we look at is the value we've gotten already. We have subcontractors in all parts of the state, Spokane County, Yakima County, down into Lewis County. There's a huge number of subcontractors that are benefiting from these jobs that I'm sure your previous speaker wasn't thinking about. Look at the construction jobs that have gone into building this plant in Everett. It must be in the thousands of people that have worked on that plant at great wages, building the largest manufacturing facility in the country. They've done a lot there. As a state, we've looked at a lot of things to try and make Boeing and others competitive. Some we've succeeded in. I think we passed a landmark transportation package last year. We've made great enhancements to K-12 and higher education in the last 3 years. We still have some work to do on our workers' comp system, unemployment insurance, to make ourselves more competitive. And in some cases, those issues can be as important or more so than tax policy.
To sum up, then, Senator, you've reminded us of what you have done for Boeing. You reminded us of the value of the huge Boeing ecosystem here beyond the company itself. So here we're with Boeing talking about cutting another 4,000 jobs here locally. A lot of people are there's angst when we talk about Boeing job losses. And what I get from you is that you're not wavering.
No, because, you know, we'll see employment ramping up as they move into the new manufacturing facility, as they move into the designing of their next generation. There's going to be some fluctuation in their employment. There always has been in the state of Washington. I'm 59 years old, and we've seen employment curves. What hopefully this policy has done is taken the peaks and valleys out of some of that.
59-year-old Republican Mark Schessler is the state Senate Majority Leader from Spokane, and we really appreciate you talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
This is The Record.